This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The new Democratic leader of the U.S. Senate has announced that the impeachment trial of former President Trump will begin early next month. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will get underway with opening arguments on February 8th. The schedule was announced by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says the House Monday will transmit the article of impeachment to the Senate.
Both the House managers and the defense will have a period of time to draft their legal briefs.
The former president's charged with incitement of insurrection. Schumer says it's important for the trial to take place despite GOP objections.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
This will be the first impeachment trial of a president no longer in office, which Republican allies suggest is a pointless effort. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The president is taking executive action to provide a stopgap measure for financial relief to millions of Americans.
The virus is surging. We're 400,000 dead, expected to reach well over 600,000. Families are going hungry. People are at risk of being evicted. Job losses are mounting again. We need to act.
The two executive orders Biden signed would increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 hourly minimum wage. He also pressed Congress to quickly consider the $1.9 trillion relief package he's proposing.
If we act now, our economy will be stronger in both the short and long run. That's what economists left, right, and center are telling us.
Ben Thomas.